Welcome to Profiles in Valor, stories of decorated men and women serving in today's military. And now from the American Veterans Center, Tim Holbert.
Our guest this week is Major Mark Thompson, United States Army, and recipient of the Bronze Star for service during Operation Iraqi Freedom. Major Thompson, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Now, you recently just returned from your first deployment to Iraq, serving with the 11th Military Police Brigade. Before we get into that, though, tell us a little bit about what inspired you to serve in the Army in the first place.
Actually, what initially inspired me was a family friend. He was a non-commissioned officer who was an ROTC instructor at the university where my father retired as a professor. So meeting him and his family was actually my initial entry into, you know, looking into the military as an option.
And how long have you served?
14 years, sir.
So 14 years into your career almost, you were sent to Iraq, where you served as an intelligence officer commanding a high-value detainee facility. Tell us a little bit about daily life in Iraq. What did you expect going in, and how did it match up with your expectations?
Well, I think with anything, you always expect the worst and wish for the best. And actually, it came out to where it was definitely a great assignment for me. I definitely was thankful for the opportunity to deploy with the 11th Military Police Brigade and Brigadier General Kenyon at the time. He just gave me a lot of opportunities to serve. And once I was selected to command that facility, it was quite a scared feeling, but definitely something I was ready to do. And again, I just really thank the non-commissioned officer soldiers and young officers who worked with me and assigned me and definitely made that deployment a memorable one.
I would imagine that it's quite challenging to command a facility with such important detainees that you have to really keep close watch on.
Yes, sir, it is. But again, during the time I was down there at the facility, the officers and soldiers who I had working with me were top-notch, and I really thank them for the success of the facility, along with the support from the Task Force Brigade staff that I received during my time down the facility.
I understand that there happened to be a playground located near that facility, which unexpectedly helped in your mission. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, sir. I think the playground really played a great part in breaking some of the stereotypes as far as what the Iraqi children and the civilians there depict American soldiers. The facility, the playground itself, was built before I came down there to the facility. So it was already up and running. I just took a little more advantage of it because I feel like I'm the biggest kid. So when I seen the Iraqi kids playing, I definitely got on the playground with them, played on the swings and the seesaw, and we had a ping pong table, so I played some ping pong. I had all the soccer area, and we gave out soccer balls, book bags, and pencils. So it definitely helped break a lot of the stereotypes because the Iraqi children, you know, just seen, hey, these are regular individuals like us. Their family's seen it. And it gave us something to look forward to, that, hey, you know, we're going to be able to play with some kids today, which was a great break from the daily grind of running the facility, but definitely something that we all look forward to. And I think we broke a lot of stereotypes through the Iraqi children that will hopefully last a lifetime there.
Well, in a sense, you really did end up being ambassadors of sorts for America with the Iraqi children. You touched on that, but how do you think the perceptions of the Iraqi kids that you were in contact with changed over time from when you first got there by the time you left?
I just think it was a huge impact. Initially, there was some hesitancy upon the children. But, you know, kids are kids no matter where you go. And, you know, once they seen the playground, that just broke whatever barrier was there. We all just got in there and we played together. And it was really just a little piece of home playing with the children. It just a great stress reliever and made you feel like you're back on American soil for the time that you're out there playing with the kids. And again, hopefully those kids will tell their kids and those kids will tell their kids about the American soldiers and when they came to the facility that they treated them with dignity and respect. And that's exactly what we wanted to do.
Well, before we close, I always like to ask if there's anything you would like to say about the current generation of American soldiers and service members serving out there on the front lines today.
These individuals are just so smart and so willing to assist in by any means. You have to be what I call a jack of all trades in today's society, in today's military. If you're specializing in just one thing, I'm not sure if you're going to be as successful as the individual who is well-rounded. And that's what all these soldiers today, they're just well-rounded individuals. They come from all different backgrounds of life. And that's a great diversity of the United States Army that we have. And I think that's what makes America great, diversity. And that's what makes our Army great. And as long as we continue on that path, there's going to be great things to come for these younger individuals coming in. And I really look forward to them. And I take their advice as much as I take the advice of my higher-ranking officers. So really appreciate their service.
Well, Major Mark Thompson, thank you for your service.
Hey, thank you very much, sir, and thank you for having me.
Profiles in Valor is produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America. To hear more profiles, subscribe on iTunes or visit www.americanveteranscenter.org.